with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting investigators are seeking clues into this week's deadly mid-air collision, the deadliest aviation disaster in the U.S. in almost a quarter century that killed 67 people. Juan Brown, former military pilot and commercial pilot, advises on what should have happened in the D.C. plane crash.
As soon as you know that you are switching from runway 1 to runway 33 and you've got traffic coming down from the north, you kind of know that at some point you're going to come very close together on your approach to runway 33. There is going to be a conflict if somebody doesn't do something. So it would have been better to have slowed the helicopter down or stopped the helicopter altogether. Instead, I believe the controller was relying on the helicopter remaining at or below 200 feet and clear of the airliner's approach into runway 33.
Investigators believe it'll take months to determine the cause of the crash. Another plane crashed this evening in North Philadelphia with two people aboard. The plane's owner, Jet Rescue, provides global air ambulance services. The plane crash comes 2 days after the collision in Washington. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says he's offering all Commonwealth resources. A Tulsi Gabbard supporter says her nomination as Director of National Intelligence may be in jeopardy.
Senator Josh Hawley says he's worried about the nomination after hearing fellow Republicans respond to Gabbard's answers at confirmation hearings. He told Fox News Gabbard would bring reform to U.S. intelligence, but is clearly paying a price for, quote, telling the truth about the government spying on Americans and about the abuses of FISA. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 337 points, the NASDAQ dropped 54. This is SRN News. A new report on persecution of Christians in Egypt.
It comes from Coptic Solidarity, and it reveals that Muslim radicals are expanding their program of kidnapping Christian women and girls and subjecting them to forced marriages. The report states that, quote, many hundreds of Coptic women have been forcibly disappeared in the last decades in Egypt, but government officials and legislators in the West have been hesitant to speak out. Egyptian law enforcement has also been turning a blind eye to the problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Ohio pastor fighting to keep a homeless shelter open in the city of Bryan says he'll appeal the latest court ruling against him. A judge has found Pastor Chris Avell guilty of violating codes in a criminal case, but his attorneys have vowed to appeal the verdict and continue with a federal lawsuit accusing the city of harassing and humiliating the church. The church called Dad's Place remains open in the meantime for those needing a place to stay. This is SRN News. Arrests have been carried out in Hawaii.
A total of six people arrested in connection with a deadly explosion of illegal fireworks in a Honolulu neighborhood on New Year's Eve. They've also confiscated 500 pounds of unused fireworks from the scene of that blast. Police expect to arrest more people and are working with prosecutors to file charges. But this is taking time due to the number of people arrested, large volume of evidence being examined, and fireworks being tested. The explosion killed five people and injured about 20 others. John Scott reporting.
The unsolved death of a teenager in 1997 haunted students and staff at Honolulu's McKinley High School for nearly half a century. But last week, police used advances in DNA technology to arrest a resident of a Utah nursing home, Gideon Castro, in the death. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.